Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Udle Shmati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Vani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhastya Jai Deshtarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanichananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakav Turibhyas Chakripa Sindhur Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Gopanima Mahotsava ki. Devotees, we're moving on this evening in Chaitanya Bhagavat to Adi Leela chapter 13. Which so we're moving on to Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Leela chapter 13, which is the story of Lord Chaitanya meeting Keshava Kashmiri. Famous story, which is well known amongst the devotees. Very well known. Very nice, so we'll go through it. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a blessing, a benediction, phala stuti, that's two actually together, two verses which explain the phala, pala, the fruit of hearing nicely, very nicely, this narration. And they are right at the end. But we will tell you them now. So listen to this. Whoever faithfully and attentively hears this pastime of the Lord defeating the Digvijay Pandit will always be victorious. And whoever hears about the Lord's captivating pastimes as a scholar will certainly become his eternal servant. How nice. Very nice. So Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanskrit to youngsters. Young boys, basically. And his mood, of course, we talked about his mood. It was very sort of even condescending, you could say. Really just, yeah, very confident, you could say. Very confident. So, as stated here, Nimai's habit was to constantly rebuke the other scholars and refute their arguments right in front of them. There was no teacher in Navadvip who could confront the Lord's arguments and offer a second opinion. As soon as they saw the Lord, such fear gripped their hearts that they immediately became obsequious. Whoa. Anyway, obsequious, now that's an obscure word. Obsequious means like they sort of shriveled up and became like insignificant, nothing. Whoever conversed with the Lord, even by chance, became his dedicated servant. Within their hearts, the people knew that Nehemiah could never be defeated by anyone. The mere sight of the Lord created a feeling of awe and respect amongst the scholars, so they naturally became submissive in his presence. So there's descriptions like that, there's a few paragraphs. Very, very nice. But once a very learned, but here's another word, supercilious scholar. Supercilious means arrogant, and supercilious, he's like scornful, that everyone else, any other scholar's just a piece of rubbish, like that. So once a very learned but supercilious scholar, Keshava Kashmiri, who's referred to here as the Dig Vijay Pandit. That was a title. His name was Keshava Kashmiri because he was from where?
Kashmir.
There's a hole in Kashmir, even now. There's a whole tradition of Brahmins. There's a whole big tradition of Brahmins, Kashmiri Brahmins. So he was a Kashmiri Brahmin, but his title was Digvijay Pandit. Dig means directions, north, east, west, and south. Yes, and Vijay, of course, means victory. So Digvijay means he was victorious all over, in all directions, just everywhere. He was victorious in debate. Because in those days, in those days, you didn't have this whole phenomenon of sports and particularly soccer, and people become followers of a soccer team and they get worked up about it. In those days, they didn't have that. They had scholars. And the scholars would compete. They would debate and compete with each other. And people would become their followers. And they would be there at the debates, you know. Go for it, sort of thing. So Digvijay Pandit, he was a pandit, a Brahmin scholar, who was victorious in all directions. So he came to Navadweep. He was, interesting little point, background point, he was a very dedicated worshipper of Mother Saraswati. And indeed, she would speak to him. She would speak to him and reveal different things to him. So he was always worshipping her very, very deeply. And it was by her mercy he got this blessing to become a Digvijay Pandit. So all the scriptures were on the tip of his tongue. No one in this world could challenge him. Yes. Many could not even follow his introduction to the main dissertations. So he went unchecked and unchallenged everywhere. So he came to Navadweep. Navadweep, in those days, was one of the main centers of learning in the whole sort of Vedic empire, you might say. which stretched right out in different directions. Right throughout the whole of Southeast Asia, you could just say. Yeah. So Navadvip was famous as a center of learning throughout all those areas of Southeast Asia. And when Keshav Kashmiri, the Digvijay Pandit, when he came to Navadvip, all the scholars became anxious because they thought, if he defeats us, if he defeats me, each one was thinking, if he defeats me, then Navadvip's reputation will be tarnished and people will not take Navadvip so seriously. So what to do? What to do? And it says here, the hundreds of Bhattacharya scholars residing in Navadvip were distraught with anxiety and abandoned all activities. So, yes. So, Lord Gauranga, he explained to his students about this Digvijay. You know, all the other scholars, all the other Navadvip scholars, as we just read, they were petrified, basically, that their reputations, and along with their reputations, everything would be lost if they were defeated by this Digvijay Keshava Kashmiri. But what to do? And they decided that the best strategy was to, as they say, exit stage left. In other words, get out. Head for the hills. Get out of town. So each one of them made up an excuse that, yes, I've been invited to some other city or town somewhere. Have to go. So sorry, I can't be here to defeat the Digvijay scholar, but when he goes, I'll come back. I mean, yeah. Something like that, they were thinking. So, yes. So Lord Chaitanya told his students, wow, this is interesting. He told his students, listen, brothers, and I will tell you the actual situation. The Supreme Lord does not tolerate anyone who indulges in continual pride. Whenever the Lord finds someone burdened by arrogance, he invariably removes the cause of their pride. A fruit-laden tree and a person endowed with good qualities will inevitably bend down in humility. You must have heard of other great conquerors like Hoihoi, Nahusham, Vena, Bana, Narak Ravan, etc. Did the Supreme Lord neglect to prune their overbearing pride? He never tolerates such ignominious arrogance. Here in Navadvip, you will witness the end of the supercilious scholar. So, okay. Alright, so, anyway, the Lord didn't go out of his way to find this man and, you know, just invite a debate upon him. The Lord just carried on the bank of the Ganges. He had his spot. Lord Gauranga had his spot where he was teaching his large group of young men. And so he just carried on teaching there. However, one day, One day, the scholar, finding all the other scholars were gone, understood that the only one left was Nimai Pandit. Every other one had gone, was otherwise engaged out of town. So this Keshav Kashmiri, he found out where Lord Gauranga was teaching, and he went there. And he said, and of course he was so proud, it was just like, you know, so distasteful. The Lord received him with adoration. But because Keshava Kashmiri was very proud, he talked to the Lord very inconsiderately. This is now Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll just read a sentence or two from. Keshav Kashmiri said, "I understand that you are a teacher of grammar and that your name is Nimai Pandit. People speak very highly of your teaching of beginner's grammar." This is just, you know, it's an insult. It's like saying, oh, to an adult, you know the alphabet very nicely. Something like that. So, the Lord said, yes, I am known as a teacher of grammar, but factually I cannot impress my students with grammatical knowledge, nor can they understand me very well. My dear sir, whereas you are a very learned scholar in all sorts of scriptures and are very much experienced in composing poetry, I am only a boy, a new student, and nothing more." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Actually, I am not on the level of the student of your student." And Keshav Kashmiri was like, yes, thank you. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Therefore, I would like to hear your skill in composing poetry. If you would be so merciful, please describe the glory of Mother Ganges." So Lord Chaitanya is being very humble and gentle and polite in the extreme. But this Keshav Kashmiri, he doesn't appreciate that. He takes it more like a sign of weakness. And it encourages him to think that, what a useless young fellow this is. I'll show him what a real scholar is. So when Keshav Kashmiri heard this, he became even more puffed up. And within 1 hour, he composed 100 verses describing Mother Ganges. And Lord Chaitanya, after hearing these 100 verses, when Lord Chaitanya heard these, he said, "Sir, there is no greater poet than you in the entire world. Your poetry is so difficult that no one can understand it, but you and Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. But if you explain the meaning of one verse, We can all hear it from your own mouth and thus be very happy. So Keshav Kashmiri inquired, which verse would you like me to explain? He has recited them all, and the description is that, in fact, he says himself, I recited all these verses like the blowing wind. So he says, yeah, which verse would you like me to explain? And then the Lord recited off by heart one of those 100 verses from just, you know, somewhere amongst the 100. The Lord recited it verbatim with no mistake. And now this is the first sign for Keshav Kashmiri that all is not well. And he says, so Lord Chaitanya recited one verse. With the translation of which is, the greatness of Mother Ganges always brilliantly exists. She is the most fortunate because she emanated from the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. She is a second goddess of fortune, and therefore she's always worshipped, both by the demigods and by humanity. Endowed with all wonderful qualities, she flourishes on the head of Lord Shiva. And so, yeah, so this, now the Lord recited that. And when Lord Chaitanya recited that verse, the champion, very much astonished, inquired from him as follows. I recited all the verses like the blowing wind. How could you completely learn by heart even one among these verses? And the Lord replied, by the grace of the Lord, someone may become a great poet. And similarly, by his grace, someone else may become a great Shruti Dala who can memorize anything immediately. In other words, watch out. Watch out. Yes, just don't underestimate us here. So Keshav Kashmiri explained the verse. And then the Lord said, now, please explain the special qualities and the faults of this verse. And again, you know, the fact that Lord Chaitanya had memorized that verse, it was just, that was really, you know, really shook him up a bit. But now Lord Chaitanya has said, explain the qualities, that's okay, that's good, and the faults of this verse. And Keshav Kashmiri, he didn't like that. He said, there is not a tinge of fault in that verse. Rather, it has the good qualities of similes and alliteration. The Lord said, my dear sir, I must say something to you if you will not become angry. Can you explain the faults in this verse? It says, your poetry is very nice, but if we scrutinizingly consider it, we'll see it has both good qualities and faults. So then Lord Chaitanya analyzed the verse. We won't go through all the different things, but what he said was, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 faults. There were 5 faults with it. Yeah. In this verse, my dear sir, in this verse there are 5 faults and 5 literary ornaments. And then Lord Chaitanya explained those faults. We won't go through all of them, like I said, but there's one fault in it, which is like it's a really glaring fault, really quite an amazing fault. I don't know if you remember when we read through the translation of the verse as Lord Chaitanya gave it. It talked about how the Ganges is coming from the... She flourishes on the head of Lord Shiva, the Ganges. Because the Ganges... Lord Vamana put his big toe through the roof of the universe, and the water from the causal ocean, the Ganges, came in. And Lord Shiva caught it on his head. So in his verse, Keshav Kashmiri explained, well, referred to Lord Shiva as Bhavani Bhartu, that the Ganges comes through the roof of the universe, falls down, and is caught on the head of Bhavani Bhartu. Caught on the head of Bhavani Bhartu. Now, and this is a fault, because Bhavani is the name of Parvati or Durga, who's the wife of Lord Shiva. But actually, in this context, the name of Lord Shiva is Bhava. Bhava. And his wife, Parvati or Durga, is Bhavani. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava. But now he, this Keshav Kashmiri, he referred to Lord Shiva as Bhavani Bhartu. Bhartu means husband. Yes. So Bhavani Bhartu means that the Ganges, it fell through from the causal ocean and landed on the head of the husband. It landed on the head of the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. The Ganges came through and it landed on the head of the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. So what does that mean? It means the wife of Lord Shiva, Parvati, Durga, has 2 husbands. And this is basically a no-no. Yes. Lord Chaitanya says, here is another great fault. You have arranged the word Bhavani Bhartu to your great satisfaction. But this betrays the fault of contradiction. The word Bhavani means the wife of Lord Shiva. But when we mention her husband, one might conclude that she has another husband. It is contradictory to hear that Lord Shiva's wife has another husband. The use of such words in literature creates the fault named Viruda mati krit. If someone says, place this charity in the hand of the husband, of the wife, of the Brahman, when we hear these contradictory words, we immediately understand that the Brahman's wife has another husband. Yes, so like this, Lord Chaitanya, devastated, practically obliterated Keshava Kashmiri by pointing out these different faults. Five very specific faults. Yes. And so then what happened? Then what happened? Haribol, tune in on Thursday to find out. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ke. Srila Prabhupada ke.